You've been brewing for like going on 25 years. This is not exactly a new venture.
I guess it has been that long. Started probably back in the mid 90s, home brewing, and ended up going to a beer school down in Woodland, California, the American Brewers Guild down there, and wanted to get into it commercially and start my own brew pub. But the state was kind of young at that time, and it really, they weren't very conducive to brew pubs up here. There wasn't very many, and just didn't work out. So had a young family and didn't have a lot of money at the time, so here we are 25 years later. So no, it's been a journey, but it's been fun.
But you got to see this happen firsthand from day one, right?
Yeah, you know, Frank kind of had the same bug I had back then, and you know, his turned into a little more of a reality, and he was able to actually put it all together here, and he's done some fabulous beers out of here. Of course, you know, we've won quite a few golds and ribbons up there at the Brewfest, the Barley Wine Festival, and just over the years, he's just you know, made one after another. You know, he's had his boys working in here, his boy working in here, and he was a great brewer too. So they've done really good, you know, just done really well expanding their product and moving it along as time goes by. And they put in this tasting room as they got bigger. And I remember when they first started, they had a cooler back there that was a Connex, and you know, and it was kind of archaic, but that's how most of these breweries around kind of get started. You know, they're very small, and he just got things going, and expanded from there, and it's done very well. So
that seems to always be the story about a brewery, is, you know, it was in the kitchen, maybe in the garage if you were really diving into it head first when you started, and then the next thing you know, a place like this.
Here they go. And I visited a lot of breweries outside in Oregon, and you know, it's kind of where my roots were, and you know, some of the stuff that the guys were brewing in back in the early 90s is pretty crazy compared to what they're doing today. You know, I remember the guy up in Bird Creek, you know, he brewed in a bunch of old milking stuff. You know, everything he got was from a milk farm, you know, and out there in the Matsu, I think, is where he got it. But he did some fairly good beers there too, you know, and of course he had one that was for the hockey team in town here, so we got to drink that. I think that was one of his best, was right at the end, you know. But it's a fun, I guess, industry, you know, and everybody kind of likes beer, or a lot of people like beer, so they're a fun crowd to be around.
Let's say it's not a lot of cranks that are.
No, there's no reason to be unhappy when you're drinking a good beer. So
right.
Yeah, so it's really moved on in the state. You know, they got some great breweries up here, and it's fun to just go around and sample.
Was it tough over, you know, the last couple decades? You want to get into this, you got a background in it, and you see the industry slowly over time start to grow in Alaska. Did the itch get a little bit stronger as years went on?
It did. It was hard to just kind of stay out of it, and I don't know why we didn't. Maybe fear was probably the biggest factor, you know, as to jumping into it, because it is a big expense. A lot of money for a lot of this equipment and getting it up here, logistics and everything like that. But I guess I always thought I might do it, but I you know, and this just worked out. It just kind of fell into us, and you know, we had kind of talked about it a year ago, and maybe a year and a half ago when we first heard they were interested in moving on, and we kind of even put it off then, you know, and it just, like, as time goes on, we're just like, you know, we need to do it. We need to try it. So
started to look for reasons to not do it and not
come up with any. Yeah, we weren't coming up with any. So it's good for us. You know, we got a lot of support with our family. You know, I got 3 adult children and 7 grandkids, you know, and I'm sure there's a couple more coming on the way. I hope. You can't have too many grandkids.
Well, and we were joking yesterday, you know, that means we're going to change the taps a little bit, all these grandkids running around.
I'm going to need some root beer. So.
I did want to hit again on the idea of, you know, this being kind of a neighborhood spot. That's just kind of what it is. It's a part of the community. People think of Cassick's. It's Nikiski. It's the North Road.
Yeah, it is for sure. And we have a great community, great support here. And you know, I think that was one of the big hang-ups with Debbie and Frank is selling it. Is they know this is a real communal place for people to come to, and that's something that they've enjoyed over the years, and they didn't want to see that go away. You know, it was really important to them that it stayed in the community. So that's where we're going to be, and you know, we hope to expand right here and move on. So,
and you mentioned keeping the current crew of four on board, and plans for expansion aren't right away or anything major, nothing, no major changes, but things down the road perhaps.
Yeah, we got a great group here. Tim, our I'm going to call him our head brewer, since Frank's going to be out of the position for, you know, the near future,
and the consultant role.
Yeah, he's going to be more exactly. And we're going to use him because he's very good, you know. But Tim's doing a fabulous job. He's been here for 3 years now, and he's starting to come up with his own recipes. And he come up with this new one. I got to say it right. It's cacao nuts, cacao nuts, and which is cocoa. It's cocoa nut in German. And it's a takeoff of a German chocolate cake. So it's got a lot of chocolate in it and some coconut, some nice toasted coconut, and it's really good. And we're going to enter it in the World Beer Cup, and hopefully we can get some recognition for Tim there. And he's becoming a new family man, and he's got roots in the area too. So we're just happy that he's going to stay here with us.
Yeah. And is there any style or maybe a recipe that you developed, you know, some time ago that now that you're in the driver's seat, it's like, now it's time?
Well, I'm a big winter ale fan. So Frank, he's touched a little bit, but he's never really hit my sweet spot, other than I like most all of his beers, you know? I mean, they're all a good quality drink, so... But I may try to do that. I may move into trying to throw one of those out there. Of course, I'm going to call Frank and say, "Hey, any ideas here?"
Yeah, so. That's the other cool thing about this being, you know, I mean, I kind of staying in the family to a certain degree. You know, you've been here for a while. You've watched the place grow up, have helped out in the background, and then he's going to be sticking around for a while. So it'll be a smooth transition, I suppose.
Yeah. They're going to be here till through probably the middle of the summer, and we really need their help, you know, kind of make it a smooth transition, and that's kind of where we're at, you know. We're real appreciative that they're going to hang around with us and kind of walk us through a lot of it. There's a lot of regulatory paperwork and the ugly side of brewing.
The business side.
Yeah.
Is there anything, you know, looking ahead, maybe that's it, is just getting all the I's dotted and T's crossed, finishing up all that kind of stuff. Maybe that's the big thing you're looking ahead to, so that you can take a little bit of a breath and go, okay, it's ours. Let's just focus on the beer.
Exactly. And we're hoping to kind of move into the can era, and a lot of the microbreweries have gone to cans, and they seem to travel well, so, or a little better than bottles, and maybe a little easier to recycle. So we're gonna that's probably gonna be our two biggest things, is just finishing up with our licensing and then probably move into that that expansion.
But so. I wanna get this out there for, you know, diehard fans, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Oh no, our beer is gonna stay just the way it is. I think we're going to continue to make the good quality beers that we have been making, and that they'll still be on the market. We're not planning on taking anything out of the repertoire. So I guess you would say. The rotation will stay the same, and we'll just add some specialty stuff here and there, and tweak things a little bit here and there. But that's the fun of being a small brewery, is you can do that.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting.